ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the importance of building a relationship with the Quran, especially in this month of Ramadan, which is the month of the Quran, the month in which the Quran al-Kareem was revealed, the month in which we have the most exposure to the Quran, the one in which Rasulullah used to pay special attention to the Quran, the month in which Rasulullah would recite the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam would recite it to him. In the last year of Rasulullah's life, Rasulullah recited the entire Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam recited the entire Quran to Rasulullah. So the sunnah of completing one complete recitation of the Quran by yourself and listening to one complete recitation, in our case in Taraweeh, this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because that is what he did. One complete recitation, he listened to it, and another complete recitation he recited himself. So in that context we have been looking at various things. Today I want to talk about and remind you and myself about the effect of the Quran on ourselves. We talked about the adab of the Quran, how to approach it even before we start reading it, and we talked about understanding it. In the context of understanding the meaning of the Quran, one of the simple things that we see, for example, we see, alhamdulillah, a lot of young people come for Taraweeh, and then after some time they get tired, and then they leave or they go sit in the back somewhere. Alhamdulillah, if they are tired and they are sitting and listening to the Quran also, it's okay. But obviously, if you are sitting in the back, you are not in Salah. So the amount of reward you get is obviously much less than what you otherwise would have got. And then if you ask them what happened, they say, oh, I got tired. Then you have to ask them some nasty questions. For example, how come you don't get tired when you play football all night? Then how come you get tired when you're standing in the Taraweeh and listening to Quran? Now, it's not that they are evil or something. It's just the main reason why they get tired. It's not physical tiredness. They are tired because they don't understand what is happening. They do not understand Arabic, so they don't understand the recitation. So they get tired. So, I mean, I entirely sympathize with them. But the solution for that is very simple. Solution is whatever is going to be recited that night in Taraweeh. You know where we are. I mean, for example, yesterday we know which juz we completed. We know which juz we are going to do today. So today is inshallah we'll be in the 10th juz, which starts from the middle of Suratul Anfal and goes on into the middle of Surat Tawbah. So we know where we are going to be. So similarly, you know, every day you know which is going to be recited. Just read. If you have enough energy, read the whole juz and then read the meaning. But even if you don't read the whole juz, at least read the meaning. Right? I mean, meaning you are going to read in a language that you understand, so it's easy. Read the meaning and then come and stand in Taraweeh. Even if you do not know Arabic, we, at least Urdu speakers, have a huge advantage over other people, because there are 900 common words between Urdu and Arabic. Right? 900 common words. So, somewhere or the other, some word will come, you will understand, and because you read the meaning that same day, it will make sense to you, and then the interest remains, then you don't get tired. Then you are able to stand in Salah and get the advantage of that. Every time I get tired or something like this, I remind myself and say that if I drop dead right now, what will I say about the opportunity to get some more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I lost? So if I leave that Salah, if I don't go there, if I don't go to the masjid, whatever is the option I have. For example, if one day I don't, alhamdulillah, that has not happened, but I'm saying if I say, let me not go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr, let me pray at home. The question I ask myself is this: supposing I pray at home and I sleep or whatever I do and I die, when I could have gone to the masjid, I would still have died. But if I went to the masjid and I died, I would have got 27 times the reward of that salah, and I prayed the same salah at home and I died, and I got only one reward. Now that 26 times more, when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the value of that? I mean, that is the way to beat shaitan. And all this laziness and tiredness and all kinds of ness. The way to beat shaitan is to ask a very simple question. And all of you know, we all know that when I say these things like, you know, if I drop dead now, this is not, you don't have to stretch your mind for that. This is happening every day. These things have happened to our own people, people we knew personally, who have died. And one day we will also die. There's no doubt about this. So, never lose that opportunity. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all kinds of conveniences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all kinds of opportunities. Despite that, if we don't take that opportunity, then who are we? Who's responsible? And what's the benefit of that? So, the way to do that is to understand. So therefore, the issue of what is the feeling. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the specific issue of the feeling in the body. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two kinds of effects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an external physical effect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an internal physical effect. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when you recite the Quran, when you listen to the Quran, He said the hair, these goosebumps which you get on the skin when something very exciting and something which touches you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that is what happens to the believers. They get these goosebumps, and He said then the skin and the heart softens to the recitation of the Quran. That's a very specific physiological description of what happens to the body when you listen to the Quran al-Kareem with understanding. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Suratul Anfal, those ayat yesterday also you heard when the surah began, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they hear the name of and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart shivers with the awe and majesty and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their iman increases when they listen to the ayat of the Quran. When they listen to the tilawat of the Quran, their iman increases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing very specifically what happens to a believer when he or she listens to the Quran, what happens to them externally, physically, and what happens to them inside, in the heart. Now, why are these descriptions given? Because these are criteria for us to monitor ourselves and say, is this happening to me? When I am reading the Quran, is this happening to me? This is very important for us to monitor ourselves when we are reading. And those who are teaching others, it is very important to monitor this with the students. When you are teaching somebody, ask the student, you just read this ayat, what happened to you inside your heart? In my view, I consider this absolutely critical that the teacher must draw the attention of the student to the effect of the Quran on himself or herself. If you are not doing that, you are not doing justice to your student. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a meter to measure, this is what happens to the believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mentioned very clearly, this is, verily they are the believers for whom this happens. Then why must we not measure? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the measure for us to measure ourselves, to see, is this happening to me? And if it is not happening to me, then we must make ruju ila Allah, we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must stand in tahajjud, we must make dua, we must cry in sujood and say, Ya Allah, what has happened to my heart that nothing happens to it when I listen to your kalam? What is it that will affect your heart when the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not affect? Right? And then when the kalam does affect, and may Allah make us all among those who every word, every letter of the Quran affects, inshallah. When it does affect, what did Allah say? Simple things. And again, I'm not talking about the akhirah, I'm talking about here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When it affects the heart, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will have itminan of the qalb. You will have peace and you will have no stress, and everything will, all the difficulties of your life and so on and so forth will fall away, and you will have complete contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His qadr. Imagine what kind of a thing we are looking at. I still remember, you know, when you feel these things, it's not normally when life is going on well, it's going on well. But problem happens when you hit a roadblock. One of the major roadblocks that people hit is bereavement. Somebody dies. Somebody close to you, you know, a parent or a child or a spouse or someone who's close to you or a friend who's very dear to you, when a person dies, then everything breaks loose. Now, I still remember one of my good friends was a man called Raja Rameshwar Rao, and he and his wife were very close friends of myself and my wife, and they were my friends from the time I was about 15 years old, so I knew them for decades. And when I used to be in the tea gardens, they would come and, you know, spend holidays with us and so on. Now, Raja Rameshwar Rao passed away. He died. So my wife and I went to pay condolences on Shanta Rameshwar Rao, his wife. So I used to call her Amma. So I said, Amma, how are you feeling? So the old woman says to me, I'm feeling fine. Why do you think I read Krishnamurti for so many years? Do you think I read Krishnamurti for nothing? She's talking about Jittu Krishnamurti, who's a philosopher. And I also read a lot of Krishnamurti and, you know, some good stuff. She said this with so much of confidence. She said, you think I read Krishnamurti for all these years for nothing? Literally, the earth came off from under my feet. I'm listening to her and I'm asking myself, can I say this about the Quran with the same confidence that this woman is talking about Jittu Krishnamurti? If I face a similar kind of bereavement or some tragedy, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from facing bereavement and tragedy, but we all will face at some point in time, somebody has to die. When I face difficulty, can I say to myself that you think I read the Quran for all these years for nothing? Now, what kind of a tragic situation is it when we are Muslims and we are reading the Quran and in times of stress, nothing happens. It does not do anything for us. And you are running around like a wild animal. Say, oh my God, why did it happen? Why did it happen to me? Why did Allah do this to me? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You think Allah picked you up to do something to you? This is your aqidah about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Nobody dies except your near and dear one. He's the only person who died in the whole world. But this is the reaction of people. The only certain thing in this life is death. Nothing else is certain. It's not certain that, you know, you will eat your breakfast today. It's not certain that you will have a job today. The only absolute certain thing without a doubt is that you will die. And I will die. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, totally, tell them they will die. And when death happens, all our bearings are gone, you know. Allah is gone and taqwa is gone and belief and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gone. What kind of Islam is this? What kind of iman is this? And the reason for that is because we never connected with the Quran in the first place. Even if you read the Quran, even mechanical something you are doing for sawab or something, somebody says read the Quran, you read the Quran, that's it. So there is no effect of the Quran on you. So when the difficulty comes, there is no resource, there is no sustenance. And that is why it is so important to understand what we are reading, to connect with that, to have the adab for it, to have the love for this, to have this feeling of saying, Wallah, I am reading the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And feel that in the heart. This is very, very important. So I remind myself and you, for today, let us think about feeling the Quran al-Kareem when we are reading it. Allah described the symptoms of that. Let us monitor ourselves and say, do I feel these symptoms when I read the Quran, when I listen to the Quran? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to make the Quran a reality in our lives, and to bring it into our hearts and into our lives and into every atom in our bodies, so that the Quran becomes our firm support for us in all times of need. Inshallah, Bismillah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about the Quran, which will make shafaat for us, which will intercede for us and so on. We'll talk about that later. But I'm saying that, let us think about that and say that if this is what we want the Quran to do for us, what must we do to build that relationship with the Quran, with the Kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ